This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And one more thing before we start the show today. Because this is a live episode, there are a few things that are very visual with the videos and with some of the fashion report. So, if you're interested, we've uploaded a visual companion for your viewing pleasure for the episode. You can find that on our YouTube page, and if we did not screw it up, you can find it in the episode description in your podcast app. So it's there if you want it, and if you don't even bother, man. Who cares? On with the show.
Hey, welcome to Gilmore Guys. I'm Kevin.
I'm Demi.
And we're the Gilmore Guys. And before we start today's episode proper, we just wanted to give a quick note. We just wanted to tell everybody kind of how we're doing it this time. So for our last show, we ended up running a little short on time. And for an episode as great and rich as this one, we wanted to give a little more time for discussion.
We'll just say that at some point in this episode, we're going to go into the live stuff first, and then we'll cut away. Maybe before we give the rating or some other time, just to discuss a few observations that we had missed in the live show because we had some technical difficulties in the live show and we only have a certain amount of time at the UCB stage, so we couldn't get to everything. And Mantzoukas is a train. Like, you don't want to stop him if he's going, like...
Choo-choo!
Exactly, in the best possible way. So there are a few things that we missed and we just want to discuss it so people don't... feel like
get
they got slighted
us.
On this episode. There are a lot of things that we missed, and we want to talk about them all, and also we want to talk about the season in general. So
we'll play the episode proper live as it occurred, and then at some point, maybe close to the end, we'll probably cut in with a few stray observations in the studio, and then end with a big triumphant note of us all singing together at the live show at UCB. So it's gonna be weird. It's our Franken episode,
that
if
it
you
is.
Will. But 422 deserves it.
Actually, it's Dr. Franken episode.
Franken episode is fine.
The monster's name.
Franken monster episode.
Yes, Franken episode monster.
Al Franken monster.
Al Franken monster.
Jess would like that. Okay, here we go.
La 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 episode 422.
Gilmore Guys, episode 100 and count.
Kevin's a fan of the show.
Demi knows nothing about it.
Talking fights,
family,
fashion,
talking to all things stars, hollow.
And Carol said it best, where you lead I will follow. It's the
100th episode, 100th episode.
What?
100th episode, 100th episode. Come on, 100th episode, 100th episode.
Sing a
what?
Podcast,
what?
We got
what?
In a job.
Yeah, 100th episode, 100th episode, 100th episode.
What?
Welcome to Gilmore Guys. I'm Kevin.
I'm Demi.
And we are
the Gilmore Guys.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
So nice to see all our beautiful gillies out there. I want to do this poll at every show we do.
Oh.
How many of the audience are men? About six really gruff, brawny men came to the
Three
show.
Three Paul Bunyans.
You know, our first live show ever was here at the UCB Sunset Theater. We did episode 322, the season 3 finale with Jessica St. Clair.
Yep.
Since that time, that was 3 months ago.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Time flies.
Right? When you're having Gilmore. We've done 8 live shows.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked to Scott Patterson. We've talked to Keiko Agena. And I may or may not have talked to...
If you put the image on screen
I'm
right
not,
now...
No, I'm not going to.
Every single show since it happened.
Oh, brother. Do we have an image on screen right now?
We don't.
Uh-oh.
That's how you do it. Live shows, there's always tech issues. That's how you do it, for real.
T-issues, man. We'll get those straightened out, bro. Continue to fill for time.
Why do I always have to fill for time?
Because there's time to be filled.
All right, I need the audience to just start clapping in rhythm. You choose the rhythm. Slower, slower. What do you guys think I am? I'm not Busta Rhymes. God. Yeah. Huh. Well, my name is Demi and I like to hip hop. Don't talk to me because I think you're a cop. Don't sell drugs to me. I'm not going to buy them. Kevin, do we have any more time?
Yes.
Great. That was not the end of the rap, but I need to stop. This is not going to end up well on the audio.
Oh, no.
So sorry to anyone who's listening to this at home, unless Kevin edited it all out.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, great. Good. This is all exclusive stuff. Let me rattle off a few conspiracy theories to you guys.
Let's stop gilly-gallying around.
Oh, good.
And display or no display, we'll introduce our guests, and then we can stall for time in an even fuller way. So let's hit that beautiful guest intro music.
La, la.
See if you know it.
La, la. Special guest.
Guys, he's a hard pass on Dean.
He's Team Jess all the way.
And he thinks Logan can straight up go fuck himself. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Jason Mantzoukas!
La la, la la.
What's up, jerks? Congrats to the one of you that was right.
I am also a Mac genius if you need me to help out.
Is that true?
Oh, thank God.
Oh, good. We're in luck.
I'm not.
Oh, no.
I will hilariously fuck whatever it is up. The minute I touch that, it's just going to be like porn pop-ups. Just dicks.
That is your gift. That is your legacy. Oh, Jason, thank you so much for joining us for the show.
Thank you for having me,
gentlemen. Yeah.
This is a big one, guys.
Ooh. Someone gets fucked.
Someone gets fucked.
Kirk. Gotta pop that cherry.
But who?
You're talking about Kirk and Lulu,
oh, come
right?
Come on. Let's not be prude about this.
Oh, brother.
You guys have seen it, right?
Wait.
Spoilers for this episode.
Okay.
Now, everyone here, I actually do want to know this. Who here has never seen Gilmore Girls?
Why are you here?
Wait, I have a follow-up question to your question before. So, guys, the gentleman in the room, raise your hand. Okay, now put your hand down if you're here because your girl is making you be here.
Wait, one hand went
That's
up?
That's like most of the hands went down. Oh, you bitches have so much power. First you make him watch the show, now you've brought him to this show. Do you guys like Gilmore Girls, gentlemen?
Yeah, it's good.
Because this show.
Does anyone in this audience not like Gilmore Girls? Oh, I was hoping there'd be one person. We just have to refer to that person.
There's an upstairs, too. What's
Everyone's
happening upstairs?
Here
I feel like upstairs is like one giant sorority. They all came in a bus, like, we are here.
It's like instead of a trip to the Smithsonian, they came to a UCB show.
Who's got a question? Let's just
Should we do Q&A early?
Let's just Q&A.
All right. Audience Q&A. Who's got a question?
Questions about anything at all this episode of Gilmore
about,
Girls.
What is your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, what is your question?
So was Dean planning to seduce Rory? Because he followed her home a little bit.
Well, Oosh. First he goes to the Dragonfly, obviously looking for her. And Lorelai's like, you should go home and find her there. Cut to Dean plows Rory in her childhood bed.
Which is a plot that you pitched for yourself, if
Correct.
I'm not mistaken.
That's true. Oh, my God. Padalecki.
Did not make it into the show.
Oh, dang.
Plagiarism.
Did not make it into the show. So, yeah, I mean, you have to assume that Dean, being a married man, is playing a little fast and loose. But he almost made out with her in the middle of the Dragonfly.
Yeah, that would have been...
Tom had to break it up.
Yeah, Tom kind of cock-blocked him on that, didn't he?
Thank God.
Here's what I find interesting about that.
Poor Lindsay. I feel bad for Lindsay.
I feel bad for Lindsay, too. Who here feels bad for Lindsay?
It's nice to feel anything for Lindsay.
Yeah, Rory's a real bitch in this.
Who here feels good for Dean?
I don't feel good for Dean.
Good.
I will also say, like, you know, Dean's basically a piece of shit.
Yeah. He's not a good dude.
Why would you say that, Jason?
I don't know. He's just a real snooze.
What is he doing this episode?
He only makes his move when he's married. I mean, like, come on. Even Jess has more honor. I should say Jess has more honor.
The not honor
even,
enough to
because
say,
I prefer Jess.
To say, I love you.
Yes.
And drive cross country in a car.
Let's do it. And he's like, we can go.
Hey, we got the screen working! Yeah.
Wow. Should we celebrate? What? Tech celebration?
Yes.
Yay. What's happening?
No. Oh, yes, we should. In honor of our 100th episode, we wanted to do... Actually, it might be 102, but we're just going to run down. We wanted to do something a little special for you guys. So Demi's going to get the party supplies in the back. We're going to make this a Stars Hollow Town meeting.
There's a keg.
We got... No, it's just Pop-Tarts.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's just Pop-Tarts. I'm so sorry. Who wants a hat? Yeah, I'm gonna throw a pile and you can pass them around. There you go, to somebody. Here we go. We got Pop-Tarts. I'm talking strawberry. Who wants strawberry? We got some over here. There we go.
Balcony, who wants a hat?
I misjudged.
You need someone in the head?
We're going back here.
Oh, my God.
We're going back here.
Pass some of these back, guys. Pass some of these back. The sorority in this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wait a minute. I'm going for the top. I'm going for the balcony.
Box.
Did we make it? Guys, thank you for bearing with us. But now let's get this party started. This is episode 4.
22.
Raincoats and Recipes. Now. The season premiere, this is kind of a mirror of that. The season premiere of this season is called Ballrooms and Biscotti.
Ah.
So it's kind of a mirror alliteration. Raincoats and Recipes, what do we think this refers to? Condoms?
Not a damn thing.
Raincoats would seem to me to be condoms.
Right. Well, what's the recipes? Suki's recipes for
Dean
the new
plus
inn?
Plus Rory equals bad times.
That's a good question. What right? are the recipes? Because I don't think it's...
There's like
I don't think it's Suki's.
No.
I mean, even though that's
right.
like a...
It's insane.
A C story for the episode, I don't think that's what's happening. That's a good question. Recipes.
Let's all consider it...
Recipe
what's that?
For disaster?
I like that answer.
Oh, shit. Recipe for disaster.
Raincoats and recipes.
It's something to consider for the rest of this podcast.
Anybody else have any thoughts?
Okay. The Netflix synopsis is Lorelai invites friends and family to do a test run of the Dragonfly Inn opening. Both Luke and Jason are romantically interested in Lorelai. It's the rest of the synopsis.
That's just a synopsis for the season.
Which really put, yeah. Oh, boy. But you know what? Here's what we need to do. We got a few segments we need to get to. Before we pop it up, let's take a look at how the WB Network promoted this show.
Oh, please.
In the year 2004... I want to point out two things. Number one, whoever edited this together seemed to hate Amy Sherman-Palladino and have it out for her to ruin everything in her show. And number two...
Well, it was the network.
Yeah. So
it was very actively hated Amy Sherman-Palladino.
Oh, yeah.
And number two, this is the best use of reverb I've ever heard in my life. So let's go ahead and watch the promo for this episode.
I think I'm dating Luke.
What?
Next Tuesday.
What are you doing?
Will you just stand still? A season finale you'll never forget.
I'm sorry you're not happy.
I'll be happy again. A friendship.
Rory, you're missing everything.
Loses its innocence.
What?
A mother's greatest disappointment.
Here it is.
He's married.
He's Dean.
My Dean.
He's not your Dean. You're the other woman.
The Gilmore Girls season finale. Next
you're the
week
other woman.
On the WB's New Tuesday.
Why did they spoil everything?
This week on Gilmore Girls, everybody gets laid.
Also, was that kiss where like he's leaning over her an outtake, or was that in the episode?
No, that was in there.
I don't remember
when they're
that.
When on the bed?
I don't remember. Oh, that's right.
That's the act break.
Like, over. He's hulking and he's that
they made
hair.
It look like they were
the
standing.
Dean hair is ridiculous.
Dean, oh, we're going to get to that. But before we do that...
I could write a PhD thesis on the hair that Dean has for the entirety of this show.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's get it started with a little segment we call Pop
Goes the Culture,
where we take every pop culture reference in the show, put them together...
There were some good ones in this one.
There's some good ones, and we put them together
I wrote one. I had my favorite one.
Okay, well, let's watch the video for it. Let's discuss it.
Since I'm currently one of the women sitting home thinking if I could only find a man like Aragorn, he picked me.
I just love it when he looks like the brawny paper towel guy. What'd you damage, Heather?
There was no waking you up. You were completely out of it. We're talking Farrah on Letterman.
Well, look who died and made you Haley Mills.
He was that bad?
James Spader in Pretty in Pink.
Well, you could just stopped at James Spader.
But it's the little things, the details, that distinguish the Barbra Streisands from the Rosalind Kinds.
And we were, you know, safe, so all those Trojan man jokes all these years really apparently stuck.
You are the bad seed.
I have the prettiest mother. Everybody thinks so.
Because apparently it's Blake Edwards' night at the Dragonfly.
I think the best time to crack.
The last line is my favorite.
Blake Edwards' night at the Dragonfly.
Yeah, I wrote that down. It made me laugh out loud.
That connected with the kids. Got a ghillie check out of Mr. Mandzukas. That's how we've branded laughing at this show.
Oh, really?
Officially. Yeah. It's really caught on. I can tell from your response.
Get your ghillie chuck shirts and the merch.
Keep going.
I'm having a stroke. This is going great. This is going no issues.
I feel like it should be called a ghillie giggle.
Ghillie gigs?
Like, oh, that made me have a real ghillie gig.
Wow. So there's going to be Team Ghillie Giggle and Team Ghillie Chuck, and we'll have a poll on Twitter.
Hashtag it, guys.
Get it trending.
Guys, I mean, not to tip my hand too much, but this is one of the best episodes of the entire series. This is the one that cemented me as a fan for life of this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
You disagree?
No, I think it's a terrific episode. But did you watch until this, and then you were like, yeah. Okay,
no,
I'm in.
Well, my story,
you watched four seasons.
I'm all in.
You know what? This show might have something. All right, you roped me in, Gilmore Girls. It only took 100 episodes.
I feel like I'm doing that with Mad Men right now, truthfully, I started in the middle of season 4.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Okay,
and then I went back and watched the rest on DVDs.
Got it. That makes
sense.
But
this is the episode where it's the culmination of so many things. It's the culmination of so many arcs. The arc of Rory's bad year at Yale, feeling disconnected with her mother, feeling entitled, paying $20 for trees she wants to study upon. And it finally, it comes to a head. And I'm going to go ahead and we'll play another clip. And this is what I feel is the turning point for the entire series. In my opinion, you can agree or disagree. Here we go.
Somebody just fart.
Kurt running naked through the square. Of course, with all of my careful planning and preparation, I forgot to bring Band-Aids and a camera. I've got to learn that always, without fail, Kirk equals camera. Hey, what's going on?
Dean came over to borrow something.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So, I should go. Bye, Lorelai.
Bye, Dean.
Thanks for letting me borrow your virginity. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, someone...
You will not be getting it back.
Someone pointed out there is a little bit of a parallel in the first episode where they kiss. In the supermarket, she says, thank you. And Dean, in return for plowing her, says, thanks for that.
Oh, it's cute now.
Yeah, there's a little mirror, a little connect there.
This was...
upsetting?
This is not how it should have gone.
Really?
No.
Well, I mean, sure, like, but you're saying in the show, you don't think it's how it should have gone?
No, I wish better for Rory than like a boring Dean dick for her first... for her first sex.
Yeah, I mean, you think the hair on his head is bad. Guys.
Oh, his pubes are just as boring.
I hope his pubes are also in a bowl cut.
Yeah. Like a shaggy bowl.
Well, actually, we'll go ahead, Demi. We'll get to Fashion Report later. But first, while we're on the subject...
Let's take a look at Dean's hair real quick.
Just real, real quick. If Daddy can find it. Are you guys okay with me calling
Daddy? Yeah, don't call yourself Daddy.
Is that bad?
If Daddy can find it?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I didn't know we were going to be disgusting.
I feel like Demi and I have like a paternal, maternal...
No, don't drag me into this.
Wait, are you his daddy?
No.
Are you both daddies to the gillies?
We're mommy and daddy to the gillies.
We talked
about this before, and we agree on this.
I don't care for this.
I don't either.
So does that make me like the uncle?
Yeah, you're the fun uncle.
I'm the fun uncle.
So let's take a look. We'll just take a look at the hair. Put it on the screen real quick. So, Demi, do you want to break this down?
So, this is Dean's
hair. Can we turn the lights on a little bit?
Now, it kind
this
of looks...
This is an audio podcast, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. Just everyone, making sure.
No, we're really bad about it.
Everyone
this.
At home, open up a picture of Dean's hair. All right. Dean's hair right here. This is it normally. Now, I took an analysis of this photo because 55.2% of his head is hair, and the rest of it looks like a fucking cartoon of, like, the Ramones or something.
He looks like Shaggy.
He does.
Like,
not
Zoinks
the good
Rory.
Shaggy. He's an insane little...
He's a Muppet.
He's a Muppet.
He's a boring Muppet.
A boring-ass Muppet.
He looks like a seventh Beatle. Like, he wasn't good enough to make even the
he's
finals.
He's not even close to a
no.
Beatle. He's like, he basically is the guy that got kicked out of Herman's Hermits. Oh, you guys are so young.
Who's the oldest person here? Shout out your age. No? Okay.
Cowards.
In general, I feel like when I love particular episodes, it's because of like one scenes or two scenes. And revisiting this, I figured that would be the case again. Like, I would think about the scene where Lorelai and Rory confront each other, or where Luke and Lorelai finally get together. But overall, everything in this episode worked for me.
Yeah.
Everything worked. Like, they found a way to balance the inn opening, the joy of that, the sadness of Rory's affair with Dean. Good amount of townies, good amount of Babette, Miss Patty.
Yep.
Just being
Kirk and Lulu.
Kirk and Lulu, night terrors.
Loved it. Oh,
do we want to talk about that? Beautiful.
And and also Jess, Dean, like the you know, like, and the guy's not in it, but like the guy she went on the date the last time. Like, the season is ending like with a lot of energy towards like boys and romance.
Purpose.
And love and figuring it out. And this kind of transformative moment is amazing for Rory as she is becoming a woman. But also, like, how she's becoming a woman. I'm sorry, did you not know this was her bat mitzvah?
Yeah, Lorelai lifted her on a chair after
Dean left. But that this all happens, and that it is, I believe, like, to give us both a Luke and Lorelai kiss and then upend it with this.
I think it's
amazing.
Brilliant. I think it's a
amazing.
Brilliant move on the show. A lot of people don't like the show because of what it does for the character of Rory. People would argue it's out of character. She wouldn't sleep with Dean. But I think, like you're saying, it's kind of a natural conclusion of all these plates spinning all year. And of course, she is the little princess of Stars Hollow, goes to Yale, has a little bit of a tough time, and feels entitled. Mm-hmm. He's my Dean. He was my boyfriend first. Actually, let's go ahead and roll that because... there's no way to really riff on this. I mean, there will be a way. But this is one of the best... Lauren Graham's acting in this is tremendous. Just her face acting is 100%. So let's go ahead...
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Yeah.
So what do you borrow?
My virginity.
I'm sorry I didn't talk to you about it first. I know I promised I would, but I swear I didn't know that this was going to happen. I mean, I didn't know he was going to show up tonight, and it just happened. It's awful for you to find out like this, I know, but everything's okay. I'm okay, and we were, you know, safe, so all those Trojan Man jokes all these years really apparently stuck. And I'm lucky, too, because Dean, he's... Well, aren't you glad that it happened with someone who's good and really loves me?
But he's married.
You don't understand the situation.
Is he still married?
Yes, but...
Then I understand the situation.
It's not working out between them. They're not happy.
Oh, Rory.
That blue flower is distracting.
He tried the best he could, but it didn't work.
The dragon
flower.
He told you that?
Yes.
He told you he's leaving her?
Well...
He told you he's moving out. They're getting divorced. He's got a lawyer. They've divided up the Monster Truck season tickets.
We didn't get around to discussing everything.
You didn't get around to discussing everything?
It was a crazy night.
You, of all people, the girl who thinks everything through, the list maker, you didn't bother to discuss those things before jumping into bed with a married guy?
He's not a married guy. He's Dean, my Dean.
He's not your Dean. He's Lindsay's Dean. You're the other woman.
I told you, it's over.
It's not over until he's out of the house with the ring off.
He took the ring off.
Right?
And put
before
it on something else.
He put, I was just going to say, right before he put his finger inside me. Wait, you think but they had sex but no fingering?
Listen, I feel like...
This season's all
not,
about build-up.
I hope not for her sake.
Dean's not big into foreplay.
There's no way Dean is good at sex.
No.
No way.
Wait,
no. There is no way... Dean is good at sex, period, end of story.
Did you guys feel cheated out of not being able to see Jared Padalecki shirtless in his only sex scene on this show?
Do you really think he took off his shirt?
What?
Do you think he was so hasty, he's like, pants off, let's do this. Like,
you think he's pants?
They just did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this what's awesome about this conversation is that rumpled bed in the background of that first part of it, because like he was just inside her.
Mm-hmm.
And she is now like backpedaling. Oh, it's heartbreaking. But I mean it when I say like, I feel like somebody came up to Lauren and was like, you look great. Everything is perfect. The scene is lit perfectly. We are going to put this flower on you that's going to reflect all light.
Reflecting
that's
light.
Coming from any direction is going to be wildly distracting. So everything great you're doing with your face, we're going to pull focus to right about here. Is that cool with you?
Was that a flower or a dragonfly?
I think it's a flower.
No, it's a flower. She's wearing a dragonfly shirt earlier in the episode, though.
Okay, great. Well, let's do fashion real quick.
I think we should.
Fashion. Ooh.
I lip sync it.
Mr. Mantzoukas. Okay, we'll be very visually descriptive of these for the listeners at home. Now, Demi, you asked me to pull this. This is Lorelai in the kitchen wearing her little dog shirt.
Yeah, like a weird Pomeranian shirt. It's just weird. I asked you to pull it because I don't like it.
Great.
Next one.
Little Lulu. Guys, can we talk about how sweet Lulu is?
She's great.
This is a perfect example of a terrible jacket on Lorelai.
Yeah, this is Lorelai in the Inn wearing that blue jacket.
This is like a straight-up Amy Sherman-Palladino special right here.
But the jacket's not wearing a top hat, but she is wearing a dragonfly shirt.
Yes, this is the dragonfly shirt I was talking about.
Underneath, and of course...
And it's all butterflies on the fridge. I just noticed that. That's a real mixed message.
It's a dragonfly, it's a butterfly, it's some sort of fly, and of course, Suki, just... Just
Suki
a picture of Suki.
Looks great.
Her smock.
We love Suki.
I love how many embroidered, like, chef gown?
Chef gown?
I don't know clothes,
chef
man.
Gown?
What's that? Like
Suki
a...
has easily $15,000 worth of chef's clothing.
Oh, yes.
Different every episode.
Different every episode.
Yeah.
She is spending a small fortune in monogramming alone.
Because she gets the cursive font. She's
Which
like,
no wonder why her husband has to wear like a Credence t-shirt.
He literally
like,
can
Here's
only
a
wear
Credence t-shirt. Happy anniversary. I spent all of our money on chef's whites.
And then, of course, Rory's blue button up with a...
Also a butterfly, I believe.
There's a weird motif here. Is a butterfly supposed to represent innocence and flying away?
It's like the colors on Breaking
Bad. She's
back.
Becoming a butterfly! She's been a caterpillar!
Oh, boy.
Because the sex. She's like leaving the pupa stage.
Pupa stage?
Chrysalis?
The pupa stage?
Is it chrysalis?
Yeah.
Metamorphosis, cocoon.
And then, of course, Mr. Richard Gilmore.
Oh. Yeah.
In the most dignified attire.
I love the mustache years.
Really?
The mustache years? Well, this might be a good transition, because we got to talk about something.
Uh-oh, something's up.
Hit it.
Richard's fuzzy little lip caterpillar is about to become a full-grown butterfly. But what do we think about it? Should he let it sprout? Or take it out?
Butterflies!
That's what we're going to discuss on today's... Richard's stash report.
Let's talk Richard's mustache.
Richard's mustache.
Before we do, just for clarity's sake, that's a woman's blazer, am I right?
Yes. I'm a smaller man and it fits me better.
Do a fashion report on you.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Woo. Cool.
So you like the mustache?
I like the mustache.
I'm pro-mustache as well in this
Are
scene.
You?
I think it's fully grown now to a point where it's not creepy, it's not weird. He's dignified. He is a man of class and character.
I thought, my honest reaction was, it doesn't look better because it's fuller. It might even look worse to me.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. Fair enough.
One mustachioed man.
The mustachioed man in the audience.
I don't hate all mustaches. I don't know. Something about the way it sits right on top of his lip like it's a mirror of the bottom half doesn't look good.
Well, that's what a mustache does.
No, yes.
Is just sit there on the top of the lip.
You described what a mustache is.
That's the definition of a mustache.
Well, I don't like his mustache.
All right, I think that's been the mustache.
Yes.
Report.
I'm not changing out of the blazer.
You shouldn't. It looks great.
Right?
It is a
I'm
solid.
Built for women's
now,
clothing.
Now, is this a part of a pantsuit that you own?
No.
I think that stash report was definitely worth doing.
Oh, God, yeah.
Of course, we're looking at a picture of Emily Gilmore,
she
my queen.
Just flawless.
Flawless. 100%. I got to agree. But Demi, you had an issue.
I don't have an issue. I think she looks great. I just also think she looks like Elton John.
I mean,
again, looks great. I feel like when I make that comparison,
wait,
I'm not going...
you think she looks like Elton
same,
John?
That's the same jacket in different lighting.
Oh, the jacket. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not a
sure.
Monster.
The jacket is slightly glammy.
In a different lighting on a stage, singing any song on the piano, she'd look like Elton John.
Okay.
Sure.
And then, of course, this is the scene in the end. This is Taylor, Lorelai, and Rory, and kind of, she almost looks like a pro golfer from the top up.
It's upsetting to see Taylor out of his trademark cardigan.
Here's kind of a bummer thing I wanted to point out in this freeze frame is Lorelai says, Roscoe, Fletcher, go get the bags, and it's a black man and an Asian gentleman.
Any jobs too.
And this is, I believe, the first black person on Gilmore Girls, am I right?
That is correct.
This is the first black person on Gilmore Girls. There's no one.
No, I just want to make sure. He is Roscoe, is what you're saying?
Sure.
Because maybe it's the other way around and they were really mixing us up. No, he's Fletcher. You're a racist.
That's Turner. He's Hooch. Of course, this is Kirk and Lulu checking into the end. How would we describe Kirk's top here?
He's wearing like a
wallpaper.
Like an 80s era oversized button down Oxford shirt with an awkward pattern on it. I don't like it.
It's tough, man.
Lulu's wearing an unfortunate blazer.
Yeah.
Or something.
And then
jacket.
I want to talk about Jason when he comes into the end. He looks like he looks like the protagonist in like a play that I do not want to see.
or they were like, ooh, great news. We are going to outfit you in all of your dad's oversized clothing. It's just like nothing fits right.
He looks like he's...
Like, look at all the pull lines. There are vertical and horizontal pull lines on his body. That means things cannot get out.
Nor should they. And then, of course, Mr.
Nor should they? You're not interested in...
Mr. Luke Dane.
Luke looks particularly handsome in this episode.
I love the
they really dolled him up.
Lady teenager vibe that comes up when Luke Dane's gets mentioned.
This is great.
Just because he's not wearing the hat?
Yeah. I've described it before. It's like these shows are like charismatic church congregations of women, which is great. And a few dudes.
With RAs.
Luke looks fantastic. Mr. Scott Patterson. I wanted to talk about, not that. I wanted to talk about
Rory's dress?
Outfit. Kind of a Juliet-looking thing.
Oh, wait. Okay, so wait a second, though. This is a sweater on top of it now? So she's wearing it, because when she puts the thing back on, she's got it's like a low-cut dress,
yeah.
But she's wearing something underneath it to cover up them titties. But here, she's got a third layer on top of that.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the what here? What's happening?
I think she felt that Dean was going to come over, and she wanted to make it a fun game for him to unwrap her.
There are so many, cross. Okay.
It almost looks like she's wearing a cummerbund, which is fun.
Yeah.
Also, this is the final fashion thing. I wanted to talk about the two guests that check in the end that are like...
The German twins?
I think are members of Fall Out Boy?
What? I wrote this when I was taking notes. I was like, who are these guys?
Those are definitely...
Have we seen them before?
They're the two from Oasis.
Because here's the thing.
They might be, yeah.
Everybody that's coming to do the test weekend... appear to be friends and family. So we must presume they know these two dummies and are like, oh, well, make sure we get the weird German twins who are in the krautrock band in town to come in and do... I don't know what's going on.
Well, Mr. Mantzoukas, what you don't know is that this was actually a backdoor pilot for the German twin spinoff that
I'm
Amy
into
was
it.
Writing. Where they wanted...
Well, they were so charismatic in this, I can't believe it didn't work.
I know, it's a real shame.
Follow your door.
And that's been the Fashion Report.
Fashion.
Yeah, join it at the end. That's fun, that's good.
I have a question if you pulled a clip.
Yes.
Did you pull the clip of Dean and Rory kissing?
Yeah, I did. Do you want to take a look at it?
Because I have a theory I'd like to run by everybody.
All right, let's do it. Let's run some theories.
I'm going to... Wait a second. I'm going to say it first.
We're both dealing.
Oh, you want to say it first?
I'm going to say something first, so pause it for 1 second. Rory is a bad kisser. Go.
We both feel...
You and Lindsay?
Yeah, me and Lindsay.
You both feel it's over.
I tried. We tried.
Well, if it's over, I'm sorry.
You are?
I'm sorry you're not happy.
I'll be happy again.
Run.
Things happen for a reason. Right?
Right.
Wait for it.
And?
This is...
And?
We're...
I can't.
Her second kiss, she goes all the way to the left. All the way to the left.
Not a little, to the left, all the way.
He has to get her back. He has to find her mouth again. Rory is a bad kisser.
But it looks...
That's true.
They look good when it's with her and Jess, though.
Yeah, that's so true. Because he
she needs someone to
gets
lead.
It, man.
Jess does?
Jess
gets her halfway.
Dean is like a praying mantis. He's like, he touches the top of her head and over here. And she basically is like... She's like actively trying to avoid his kiss.
Yeah. Maybe that
she
was
does
subtext.
Not want it.
Okay. I mean, yeah, no, it's tough. It's a tough thing.
Kissing?
Yeah. Yes. Ladies, I'll be outside after the show. I wasn't comfortable with that.
You're more comfortable with calling yourself daddy in front of an audience.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
Oh, really, daddy? You're not cleaning up pussy after Gilmore Guys the podcast?
Jesus!
You're not just outside drowning in Tang?
Oh, God.
Are you talking Tang?
I'm talking Tang, guys.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, you must just be dripping in it. Just dripping in coos.
Coos?
Was that too far? That's where I lost you? Coos? Oh,
that's when you went all the way back to the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the build-up to the Luke and Lorelai moment. Now, it's been 4 years of will they or won't they? What's going to happen with them? There's been other boyfriends. There's been Digger. There's been Max Medina's. There's been Alex, famously.
I like Max Medina.
Yeah.
And I like Eigenman, too. I think he's good.
Eigenman has a good energy, but not in this
He was a good fit. He's a good fit. I'm sure you guys have talked about it. I feel like he's the best guest star on Gilmore Girls who can do Amy Sherman-Palladino's patter.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, he wasn't a guest star. He was actually in the main cast just for this season.
Like a new person.
Sure.
Like an arrival.
Yeah.
Very few people were able, I feel like, to me, her stuff, and this is going to sound really pretentious, but like her stuff, Sorkin's stuff, I feel like Milch's stuff, there are people who can just sing that song, and there are people who straight up cannot.
As we found on the newsroom.
Yes, that's true. Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
absolutely.
Guys. But
and luck.
Lorelai kind of turns into, I don't know how to say this, kind of a Katherine Heigl-like rom-com protagonist.
I wrote that too.
Heigl?
I wrote Cameron Diaz.
Okay.
She's clumsy like Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's so clumsy because she's in love.
Let's roll that beautiful bean
footage.
Let's
just go back in there and see if anything's weird, okay?
Okay.
Is everything okay?
Yes.
I'll get the broom.
That was a little weird.
It's like you could...
I was going to say, it's like a scene from All About Steve.
Yeah, it might as well be. That movie is legit.
You all remember All About Steve, right?
Sandra Bullock has like a legitimate chemical imbalance and is in love with Bradley Cooper, who's a newspaper, television reporter. There's a How Did This Get Made episode about it. Anyway.
No, we'll save the plugs for the end, Jason. Thank you very much.
Point being, like, you could have, like, terrible voiceover to that that's like, in a world where she wanted to be with the guy.
Lorelai.
Blang, blang, blang. I'll get the broom. Like, the movie's called I'll Get the Broom.
Oh, God.
It's a sequel to Jumping the Broom.
Lorelai thought she had
Real
it
Real movie.
There's that scene. There's a scene where she runs into a door twice.
Oh, my God.
In the episode. And Graham pulls it off. She's very funny.
They definitely introduced the subplot of them having to install new doors just for that, too.
Oh, you think so? That was all leading up to that?
For sure, yeah.
I did like Follow Your Door.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
I like that. That was cute.
Thank you.
I still hate Michelle.
Hate Michelle.
I still hate Michelle.
Oh, boy.
I think he threw a weird fit about his dogs, which he's previously hated dogs, and now he loves them.
Chow Chow and Choo Choo. What are the
Papa
names?
Papa and Chin Chin.
Okay, Papa and Chin Chin.
And Kirk now hates dogs and used to love dogs. What happened this episode?
There's a lot of...
They touched a fortune cookie in a restaurant, I think.
Interesting continuity stuff. So yeah, this is coming off of 420 and 421. These last three episodes are kind of all of one piece. This is leading up to the moment where Luke and Lorelai get together because Luke read a self-help book. So let's go ahead and...
That's still the weirdest, like, catalyst for this to happen. It's just like, Luke was not doing so hot. And then he read a book.
Luke was pissed. Good. He read a book. And I fixed the scene. I made it... I Gilmore Geist it.
Here we go.
So people know what I'm
there
talking about.
There was a moment. What are you doing?
Will you just stand still?
It lines up so well.
What are you doing?
Can you just stand still?
Yeah! It lines up really well.
Well, that's where it really lines up. What is he trying to achieve by chasing after him?
Are we happy with the way this happened?
I cried at the kiss.
You cried at that?
I cried at the first kiss.
Wow.
I cried at the first, what are you doing, will you hold still kiss. I was mm-hmm. like, oh.
I
legit like caved in a little bit.
Oh.
I think I love this moment. I feel like I love this moment all the way. I was mostly on board for Luke and Lorelai. Even rewatching most of the series now, I'm still into it. I just don't think it ever fulfills what I ever wanted it to be. But this mm-hmm. moment is a great moment, I feel like. It could have been better. I would have added, instead of that music, like, what are you doing? Will you just stand still? Kiss. Hey now, you're an all-star. Game on.
Go play.
All that glitters and gold.
And then
give me a few minutes.
Right?
And we'll
Kirk coming down the stairs for
yep,
the coda.
Yep, exactly.
I do like that it came from a place of utter frustration on the both of them. Frustration, yeah. Confusion. It wasn't the "you're my dog" moment that we talked about so much. Demi, as a first time watcher, did it live up?
So when he first said. I haven't seen past this.
Yeah.
When he first said, will you just hold still? I was like, whatever. And then when she reciprocated, I had to smile. It was great. It was really lovely.
I agree. And it's also lovely that it comes out of, what you're saying, the build is like a reverse build. Like it deconstructs everything that they've set up, which it makes it a much more satisfying kiss than if they kept going where it was going, like introducing Eigenman, having him take the wind out of Luke's sails, all of that, and then Eigenman taking Lorelai down, you know, making her have to deal with him, all that's great. So then the kiss is much more satisfying, but then still rug pull, Rory is a slut.
Oh, God.
I remember on the Television Without Pity forums, they really like calling her Horry Gilmore. That was a real popular nickname. I did not use because I'm a gentleman, but...
Someone used it on 417.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, Daddy. All right, I kind of like it.
Daddy's a gentleman.
What can I say?
That's enough validation for me. I think it lived up to everything we've been waiting for. I think it's one of the best first kisses of all time. On TV, it was great.
The only thing I didn't like about it was in the buildup when Luke was complaining about Digger showing up. He says a line that's like, he shows up here to the inn, which I invested in. And I was like, don't play that card. Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, I also agree. That line is clunky. But still, I think I loved it. And then I loved the side-by-side of she goes home and discovers Rory and everything just like, and you're right, like Lauren is amazing in this, in these back-to-back scenes, mm-hmm. like so fantastic. I feel like crushes this episode.
I think Alexis does a really good job too, honestly.
Yep.
I think it's their best scene together at so far to this date. And
the only thing Alexis is meh on is kissing.
That's true.
I wonder if she's better now.
She's a little to the left.
She's a little to the left? Okay, great.
Maybe that's it. She just is like always...
some people veer right, some people veer left. I like that this the end of this episode, too, is the end of the fairy tale of the show. Because from now on, the conflict is weird. It's adult. It's not... Oh, it's not first kisses and the first night at prom and blah, blah, blah. It's like weird adult issues and genuine separation. What happens when the mother and daughter stop connecting as much? So I appreciate it for that reason as well. We're running a little bit short on time, so we'll go ahead and take a few questions from the audience if anyone has any.
Audience Q&A part two.
Yes. Anyone have any cues for us today? Any at all?
We got one over here. Come on, you guys. Right here.
We got one right here.
I apologize for this, but what position do we think Rory?
Missionary!
First of all,
question is what position?
Never apologize. Never apologize for that question.
Now we know it was missionary because they pull back the covers when we go when we see them in the next. I don't want to analyze this.
Wait a second. I would pull back all the covers to get her on like all fours.
Yeah, no, let's break this down more.
This crowd is like so sensitive.
No, when we walk into the room.
I feel like this crowd is like everybody's period has synced up with each other. Yeah, that's right.
At the RA meeting.
Hard to believe I'm single.
This
ladies,
was a great
right?
time to bring your mothers and fathers to the show.
For sure, I'm going to answer. And the reason it is missionary 100% is because it's Dean. There is no way, shape, or form Dean is comfortable with anything else. Like, Jess would have given her, like, a whole bunch of stuff. Dean is like, I'm only comfortable
a
with
whole
this.
Bunch
Your
of
pleasure
stuff.
Is meaningless to me. This is happening.
You think Jess
I
has
am
like a
married.
Menu?
What?
You think Jess has like a menu to choose from?
Jess, I bet Jess is like, we'll do some of this, we'll do some of this. God. You know there's a bunch of positions,
I'll
right?
I'll give you the variety sampler.
No, I bet Jess thinks he's the shit in bed, and he's not.
I bet Dean didn't even go down on her.
Oh, that I,
okay,
that I believe.
Great time to bring your mothers to the show.
That girl gets it. Glasses gets it.
Glasses
is like...
Glasses.
You were like, ooh, I don't
come
know how
to
feel
Jason
about this.
Come talk to Jason after the show.
She's like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Dean not going down on her.
Oh, boy. We had another question.
Dean's afraid of pussy.
You think so?
Yeah. Do you want this mic since that one's all curly-cued?
No, we're fine.
You're
I'll take a knee. No, we're not.
Take
fine.
A knee. You're proposing.
What's your question?
Favorite quote of the episode.
Dean is afraid of pussy.
I think
of
it might
be this episode of the podcast?
No, of this episode of the show. I really liked the second, what are you doing? Will you just hold still?
Yeah, same. Yeah. The first, I'm sorry.
I
for me,
the
first. The second was great, but for me, the first one, I love that moment.
My favorite might be...
And the Blake Edwards line, sorry.
Yes.
Maybe Babette saying, I think Kirk wants you to go up and have make love to him.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And I love that Babette and, what's her name, Sally Struthers are wearing their bathrobes to dinner. That made me laugh so hard. I jerked off so hard at Babette.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's all like, mm.
I actually, there are a lot of good lines that I had to write down. One, I hear Taylor's a big hip-hop fan. Two.
Oh, yeah, that was a sweet joke from Dean.
Yeah, I'm not yanking pictures off the wall.
Yeah, because Dean's hilarious.
It's his only strong suit. I'm kidding. I'm not yanking pictures off the wall. Well, apparently you've never been in love.
That's
I
great.
Would have given birth to them myself, but I didn't have that choice. And
I liked
one?
I liked Kirk's run about how much sex he and Lulu have.
Oh, yeah.
That made me laugh.
A lot. I actually think this is the best Kirk storyline so far, in my opinion. I love the connection that Luke and Kirk have in that scene where he's really giving him the business about the night terrors and what he needs from him and all of that. And Sean Gunn has gone on record saying that's one of his favorite scenes of the episode. People always remember the naked running with the pillow, but his favorite scene is them connecting in that
it's
moment.
It's a great scene. That's a good...
microcosm of the show?
A little bit, yeah, because it has like a real quirkiness to it, but is really grounded in something quite lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And it is these people who seemingly wouldn't go together being there for each other. And the idea that, and it's, I know this is super corny, but we just watched it too. The idea that Luke and Lorelai are kissing, Kirk runs through with a pillow over his dick, naked, and they don't just go like, ha ha ha, Kirk.
Luke chases after him. Yeah. Luke's like, we're going to pause on this makeout. I got to go tackle my naked buddy because he's in trouble.
That is nice.
That's a real nice move by Luke.
Luke is the most solid dude in the world.
I think it retains the sweetness by having him running after him.
Yeah.
Oh, I think if they just paused and laughed and went back to kissing, I'd be like, oh, that's really cheesy.
But other shows would 100%
yes.
keep that kiss going for that last beat.
And have, I'm sure.
One Tree yep. Hill, The O.C.
Oh, yeah. Do we have more questions?
Yeah, any more cues for us?
Come on, right there.
In that scene, did you notice this is the next in the series of Kurt's Muppet runs? And this time he was Beaker.
Kurt's Muppet? He did look a little
he
bit
did,
like
Beaker. Yeah.
Are you saying he isn't always Beaker? I would think there would all be Beaker.
Let's all recast the Gilmore Girls cast as the Muppets.
Oh, boy.
Who's Janice? Babette's Janice.
Rory is the one from the movie that no one really knows.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Not. She is. Lorelai is. Who's the coolest Muppet? Like Animal or something?
Dude, we talk about this all the time. Who's the coolest Muppet?
Who is the coolest Muppet?
Yeah.
Bro, you know that's Rolf.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, really?
You disagree?
The coolest Muppet?
I'm glad we're talking about this.
No, it's an important discussion to have.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Muppet, man. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about who's the coolest Muppet.
I'm going to say Kermit. You know, I forgot one of my favorite lines, and I did clip it out. I meant it as a finale for the Fashion Report, because it's so fashionable. But let's go ahead and play that video right now.
Tom, I have never seen you in a suit before.
Really? Because I'm more a suit guy than anything else.
I couldn't understand his line there, and I couldn't understand it earlier when I heard it. He's like, well, Brimmer is suit. That's all I got.
Do you think Tom knew that Dean and Rory were about to kiss, and he was like, hey,
yes.
How the door's going?
100%.
Tom might be MVP.
Do you think Tom is trying to blast Lorelai?
100%. That's why he didn't care if they had money or not when they were doing it.
Right, and he's like dressed up for her. He's like,
oh, yeah.
He's ready to go.
Yeah,
although he does say, I'll tell the wife.
Oh, man.
That's more of an expression, anything else.
I wish we could just see, like, a scene of Tom walking into the lobby and seeing Lorelai kiss Luke and then just, like, turning around dejected and, like, dropping the flowers on the ground.
Yeah. And then hanging himself.
No! The last appearance of Tom.
Mr. Brooks was here.
Here's the thought.
The suicide of Tom. Then haunts the dragonfly forever.
Lorelai, give me the money, Lorelai.
These stairs are so rickety.
The thought I enjoy is that the last time we ever see Digger, spoiler alert, on this show is him looking for the bathroom. So while he's trying to woo back Lorelai, he's got to go take a shit while Luke and Lorelai.
Oh, he really missed his moment.
Yeah.
He goes to take to poop out that roast beef. And Luke is like, slips right in.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Dean.
Do you think Luke is sexually adventurous? You think he's...
No, I think Luke is like confident in bed. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know that he's like going wild or anything, but like, I feel like Luke is probably good at sex.
Right.
But I think it's the kind of sex that is like, you want pie?
Jesus walks? You want pie?
You want pie?
Pie?
Yeah. I'm done. You want pie?
Oh,
oh shit,
man.
My hat fell off.
Oh, damn.
Don't touch the hat.
Oh boy.
Damn,
any other stray observations
pin.
Before we start wrapping this up, guys?
Mm.
I know, it's so sad. We have so little time.
Yeah.
We can keep going. We could probably go until like 10:30, I think.
Yeah, let's do that.
We still got a lot of Muppets to
Does
talk
anyone
about.
Have any questions?
Yeah, up there. Oh, right up top, there. Wait, up there too. They've got questions. They're furious about it.
Okay, we'll take one from the top because we haven't taken one.
Don't worry, Redhead. We'll get to you.
Corner.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good. Would Rory have slept with Dean if Jess did not show up in the last episode and ask her to run away with him?
I think so. Yeah.
I think she's like, there's an itch. You know what I mean? Like something. You know, like there's a lot of change. There's a lot of unsatisfied stuff. Like keep in mind, she called Dean to meet her at the restaurant last episode. You know what I mean? So like. Dean is there. Dean is, like, percolating.
It would have happened, but this definitely... I think the Jess stuff exacerbated it,
yeah,
for
maybe.
Sure.
But she is, like... Yeah, she's gunning for it. Kirk did, gunning for it. Yeah, nailed it.
Sean gunning
Sean
for it?
Sean gunning it, sorry.
There
Damn
you go.
Damn it.
Nailed it twice.
Cut that from the podcast.
I like the idea that Dean showed up to the house with condoms because they were safe.
Or did she? She's in her room. I'm guessing she had a condom.
She hid
Who
it in
thinks
it?
She had the condom?
This young
Who
man
thinks
on the front
Dean
row?
Had the condom? Whoa, wait a minute. Dean showed up ready to blast?
Yes.
Nope.
He's always got one in the wallet.
No way. That's very premeditated on Dean's part, guys. And I don't think he's smart enough.
You don't think if he almost kisses someone in a public place, then he's not going to be like, you know, I'm going to her house. I think we might have sex.
No way. A, Dean is married. Okay? So he's not using condoms. Right?
What?
Oh, he's raw dogging Lindsay every month.
Wow. Every month. Once a month. The month
Once
raw
a
dog.
Month, he is raw dogging her missionary while they listen to Enya.
And what does that sound like? Who can say? What do they sound like?
Oh, he's like.
Only time.
He's like a low beating tim drum over a.
I'm done. I'm done. That must mean you're done too, right? We're both done, right?
Whatever, Dean.
Have we?
And she's like, and then she just gets up and just goes and uses her vibrator.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe a lot of their marriage issues stems from sexual dissatisfaction.
I think we can assume that is true, because Dean is part of the marriage.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever had to put a discretionary like thing at the beginning of a podcast?
I've been on a lot of podcasts. This isn't nearly as gross as half of them, so.
Oh, boy.
And I've never seen one. Is this a family podcast?
No, my mom doesn't listen to it.
Okay, so good.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll take one more question from the top and start wrapping it up. If anyone has a question up in the... Okay, we got another one right up there.
Shout it out.
How did Stars Hollow not already know about Kirk's night terrors?
That's a good point, because they hadn't written an episode that featured it yet.
It would be funny if it was like a runner in the background that they never commented on.
That would
just
be
at
funny.
Different festivals, you saw Kirk naked in the background. That'd be running funny. Through.
And it's only now that it's being explained.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a real Easter egg.
Fun justification.
Maybe the town is okay with it and Lulu's new, so she doesn't know. Like, the town just got used to it happening, and it's almost like an alarm clock. They're like, well, 10 o'clock.
Jason, what did Kirk and Lulu sound like having sex?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. That I really don't know, because, like, that is some... That could be wild.
What if Kirk is amazing in bed?
I bet Kirk is fucking awesome in bed.
Kirk is a sexual
he's
dynamo.
He's so spazzy and weird. He's like one of those skinny guys that I bet has a big dick. And she's like one of those tiny girls who I bet is like ferocious in bed. Like, and I bet like Kirk would take his shirt off and there'd be like scratch marks and a brand.
Oh my God.
Like, I could see her like putting out cigarettes on him. Like, I bet they're into, like, weird fetish stuff. I bet, like, they pee and poop on each other.
Oh! Well, time to wrap up the episode.
What?
Let's give our ratings!
Hey, we're in the studio with Stray Observations. This isn't weird, right?
It wasn't weird. And then you started, hey!
Hey, everybody!
I hope that you cut it in a way that people are talking, like, let's give our rating. Hey!
Well, one thing we really didn't talk about the live show is the whole teaser. Which was all one shot. And it's when Rory is going nuts on what Pam from Television Without Pity described in her recap from 11 seasons ago as a coke bender.
Yes, I wrote she has an Adderall problem. That was the very first thing I noticed.
What is funny about this, though, is that if you look logistically, the way... Like, it's very funny, and I really like this scene, but the way Lorelai props the chair up to Rory's bedroom...
Yeah.
The door opens the other way.
Right.
So...
So she's just trying to keep her from... I mean, could that still lock the door? I'm wondering.
Well, I mean, unless you really lodge it under the door, but even then, I don't think so.
Mm.
I think there was still... So there's a logistical issue, but it was really fun. I always love one-shot teasers. I always love the simplicity
really
of that sort of package. Another thing we didn't cover. Oh, one thing I wanted to point out that we didn't really get to in the live show. And this is a visual thing, but when Lorelai is giving everyone's, you know, everyone their keys and making them follow their doors, I found that blocking to be very much in the vein of a play. We've talked about how so much of this show is theater, but it was really just like this wide shot. I'm thinking of when she gives Miss Patty her keys, and then you see Miss Patty in the background follow her hunky doorman.
Yeah.
And then whips out a fan and starts fanning herself.
Oh, I do declare.
It really is like a, am I using this right? The proscenium or like the backstage? Like it really reminded me of like, oh, that's some action I would see like in a theater show. Like they're going off stage to the next scene. So I was reminded of that. Jackson's nickname is the Mushroom Man. We didn't really talk about that at the live show.
Yeah. Why is that his name? Well, probably because he sells mushrooms, but of all the vegetables.
What were some of your stray observations, Demi?
I wish I had gotten a chance to mention Jackson's obsession with Credence again, because it pops up when he has the Credence shirt. Not a big observation to say, but I know Jason mentioned it, so I was like, I should have jumped in and been like, he was wearing the shirt in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Other stray observations. I said the thing about Michelle hating dogs and loving dogs suddenly and how he and Kirk switched. That was really weird to me. Like, pick a side.
Pick a side. Don't be a John Kerry, frickin' Michelle.
That's a reference about as dated as this episode itself.
Hell yeah. Oh, go ahead.
There's a line that Rory says, which is, you can't date Luke. He's part of the town.
Yeah.
Yeah, she dated her teacher. She was engaged to her teacher. Why is it suddenly a boundary crossing thing for Luke? Like, where does the buck stop?
Oh, well, but Max Medicinets was never really a part of Stars Hollow.
No, but he was a part of her school. If things went sour there, I think it would have been way worse for Rory.
It would have been, but I think the town, there's higher stakes because Babette, Miss Patty, and Maury, and all these, Kirk, they're not as familiar with Max as they were with Luke. So I see that. I mean, it's an offense on two different fronts, but it's kind of a different thing,
yeah.
I think.
I just imagine that if Rory were to get upset about anything, she'd probably, like, I'm surprised that with the Max thing, she never once was like, you're going to date my teacher? How dare you?
Oh, she kind of did.
But
right?
It was like, I think Lorelai brought it up and she said, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, Rory was like, I don't mind.
Is that what happened? I'm trying to remember. I'm thinking of the conversation they have outside of Babette's house.
Mm.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but I think I remember it being that, just because I remember when watching that episode, like, really? She has no problem with it? But maybe I'm remembering it wrong. I said remember a lot of times just now.
Remember.
5th of November.
You know, I should go to some Twitter Q&A. I should have had this queued up.
Doesn't the outside of the inn kind of remind you of Disneyland?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they pull up on the trams, first of all, what kind of inn has trams to the inn? Like, how secluded is the entrance that they're like, we got to chauffeur people in?
Yeah, where did the trams originate from?
They have a parking lot, I guess.
It's a good question.
This does seem like a really fancy inn if they have horses, like, in the front yard. Why do they have a stable? Like, I know this
for
has
horsey
been,
rides.
Is it really for people to ride the horses?
Isn't it?
This is the most extravagant inn of, like, a big city, even. For a small town, I'm just kind of like, why are all of these things here?
Rose brings up a good question on Twitter. Did Jason get the season 2 Dean treatment where he suddenly turned into an annoying D-bag to make room for the new love interest? That's an interesting thing. And we've talked about how, like, sometimes, you know, they'll retcon characters or Amy will shape them into being exactly what she needs them to be.
Yeah.
I think when people dislike Jason Styles, not Manzoukas, they're thinking about this episode where he shows up. He's like, no, we're together. And then he's talking to Luke. He's like, no, we're together, blah, 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 blah. And then as experiencing it, as we did with you, where you're watching for the first time, and he's kind of a fun character to watch. But people remember that, I think. And there is a little bit of that.
I didn't like that, but I kind of see it coming from him. I don't think it's a retcon at all. I feel like it definitely gels with his character of being the kind of, because he was, it always seemed like in their relationship, he was the one who was more invested in. Like, even when he was talking about, like, giving her a key and she was just kind of like, yeah, okay, I'll take a key or whatever. That kind of seemed to fall in line with him being like, we should talk about this. Like, it's not over. I want to talk. Like, he's more into Lorelai than she is into him.
Yeah.
And I think that I get where people are coming from saying that this is why, like, if people do say that, I get that this is why they wouldn't like him. Like, I think he did a really shitty thing and saying, like, no, we're together, when he should have known. Maybe he did see it as more of a break, but if she walks out and says, I can't date you because you're dating my father, that is it. Like, that's a pretty fine period on a relationship.
No pun intended.
Oh.
Another period with Natasha Leggero and Ricky Lindholm on Comedy Central now.
We have a lot of ads now.
Gilmore Girls alum, Ricky Lindholm.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Double alum. So I think it gels with his character, but I don't think it's a good thing for him to have done, and I get why people wouldn't like him based on this. But I also would have loved to see the scene where he walks in on them kissing right outside.
No, he's too busy taking a shit, bro.
I just imagine he walks out of the bathroom, zips up his pants, and goes, oh, I see.
Well, okay. Yeah, you
Forever's
never get to see
long.
That defeat. And I did spoil it that you never see him again.
Nah.
Is that too much of a spoiler whenever I see,
no.
And this is the last time you see this character?
No, because I assume if they're gone for two episodes, they're gone forever. Especially if they're a character
wow.
like...
You have abandonment issues.
No, for Lorelai, her boyfriends don't come back. I've right. kind of seen that. And
except for Max did come
well,
back.
Well, Max came back, but it wasn't like a rekindling. It was like a let's settle this.
It was I'm not sure why he came back
yeah.
still.
And even when Christopher comes back, it's like, I'm surprised that Christopher hasn't come back, honestly, just because his thing with Lorelai is never we're in a relationship. It's like, we got a kid, and sometimes we remember that we got a kid and we get a bit.
Yeah, that's a good observation about season four, because season four, he is not in it at all.
No.
He's been in season one, season two, season three, not in season four.
No.
I don't know if he'll be in another season. Maybe.
So
well,
now I'm thinking he is
won't.
Because you just pointed out that you tell me when he's not coming back. Well, I'm excited to see Christopher back, and maybe he'll be in season seven. He'll be like, hey, I'm the fun dad.
Hey,
that's
Gigi.
What season seven does to the characters, apparently.
Yo, daddy-o. Now, this was a source of... I talked to someone in the cafe about this before our live show, and they brought this up. Someone, I talked to a woman in a cafe who said 422 is one of her least favorite episodes because of what Rory does in the episode.
And what, having sex?
Right. Well, speaking to that, Cameron on Twitter says, do you think the big thing Rory does is in character or out of character? The big thing being sleeping with Dean and committing adultery with him.
Right, the big chill. I think...
That's what you call it.
Yeah.
The big chill.
I think... I don't know. I think it's a little... Her reaction is in character. And I think that her doing it might be a little...
Her reaction to Lorelai?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that if we didn't have that kind of a reaction, then the rest of it would not have been in character. I don't think it's in or out of character for Rory to have sex with... someone, because it had to happen eventually in the show, and I think I'm honestly just surprised it wasn't with Jess for the first time.
Mm-hmm. That's what you probably thought was going to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I thought Jess was going to come back in this episode. Even I was like, well, Jess is going to come back. They're going to have sex, and then I don't know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Jessica. We didn't even talk about this, but and Jason's friend too. But our friend Jessica St. Clair. This is the thing she spoiled in 322. Do you remember that?
When she says, I don't like when they have sex, I think that's why I thought Jess was going to come back and they were going to have sex.
You thought she was talking about Jess?
Yeah, because she said, I don't like when they have sex.
She was talking about Dean, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, she didn't actually spoil it for me.
Wow.
So pitchforks down.
What a revelation.
Right?
That she did not... People were so up in arms about that.
Oh, God.
But it turns
out, the audience sounds from when she said that was like, it's so funny.
I've never heard an audience sound like that because it's such a specific thing to react to. It's like, it's not something shocking. It's something like you were invested in and then you didn't see it coming. So there is a sort of shock. Still, I've never seen, I've never heard a reaction like that.
I imagine if Gilmore Girls was a show that was shot before a live studio audience, we would have heard that same sound when Floyd is like, that's how I found out you were dating my daughter.
Popeye,
girls.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett's in the studio audience.
Yeah, she gets free tickets to every taping.
What
was the question?
Was it a shock to you that they slept together?
It was a shock to me after the fake kiss scene, like the one where Tom comes in and interrupts them, because I was like,
That's it.
When that happened, I was like, I hope that's it. I don't like where this is going. Yep. Rory, don't do this. But at that point, I was also kind of like, if she does it, it's not out of character. Seeing that happen made me realize that Rory is not... She's supposed to make these mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's not supposed to be a side character for all of these stories. And I think that having her lose her virginity to Dean is way more interesting than having her lose it to Jess. Because the adultery aspect is in there, and so is the aspect of this is the guy that you broke up with for, or that broke up with you.
It is so messy and imperfect of a situation. I think it's like a perfect payoff to the character.
It really is. And a perfect payoff to the season.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, we touch upon that in our live discussion about how, in a way, the whole arc of the season, and especially me rewatching it, the whole arc of the season kind of leads to this moment. It started with the tree, ended up here.
Now never go to a tree.
This is what happens when you pay men off for their trees.
Yeah, it's the reverse giving tree.
It's a receiving tree, you know what I'm saying?
Who was she talking to on the phone at the end when she went outside to make a call? Was that wasn't Lane, was it?
Oh.
She walks outside to make a call. And
oh, no. That's the heartbreak of it. She calls Dean, and then Lindsay picks up.
Oh.
That's why she breaks down and starts crying, because she's like, oh, what have I done? That's the moment of realization.
I didn't get that at all.
You thought she was calling Lane?
Well, funny enough, I thought she was calling Paris at first. And I was like, what? I just heard a voice that was clearly a woman. So I was like, are you calling Paris?
So, no, that's so then Lindsay? You just thought she wanted to call Lane or Paris. And
to
then
be, to when, talk about
when,
it.
When one of them picked up, you...
She couldn't handle it.
Oh, no, that was Lindsay. Isn't that a much better...
That's way better and worse, just in terms of like, oh, what a heartbreak. I got to watch that scene again.
It's my favorite ending of any episode.
That's so real. Yeah. That's a really good way to flip it on its head. Mm-hmm. Just like, God, I wish... Maybe I'm the stupid one, but I wish it had been clearer. I think I'm the stupid one.
No, I mean, I don't know. There's probably a little bit of ambiguity there. And what's nice about it is, without giving too much away, in the season 5 premiere, they kind of rush him on that last scene.
Ooh.
So
do we see like Lindsay gets a call and she's like, huh, who is it? Nothing, baby, let's go to bed.
So look out for that. And then I'll just tease this out. The Music Man plays a part.
Oh, that's the episode that we gotta have. Oh wait, is that the very next episode?
Mm-hmm. It's 501.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that sounded like
I've never even
to
heard The Music Man.
I've been referenced in this show before.
It's a musical.
Oh,
I don't
sorry,
know.
Sorry, not The Music Man. Willy Wonka. That's
oh,
the clue.
Oh, okay.
Willy Wonka.
Does Rory take her sorrows to a chocolate factory where children around her are murdered in her wake?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
lovely.
She does that.
That's a good reference.
Pure imagination.
Come with me.
Yes, my
please, Rory. Oh, God.
And then we didn't get to talk about it too much in depth in the live discussion. Or maybe I did. I'm completely forgetting about it. As of recording this, this is 5 days after the fact. So
yep,
we record that on a Monday, and this is a Saturday that we decided to get together and do kind of a little wrap-up so we could pay this episode as much service as we could. But the Luke and Lorelai coming together, we talked about how satisfying it was. And we played the dumb clip that I made of with the Maroon 5. Mm-hmm. But did it satisfy you? Was it good?
Yeah, it was great. Right. I think I said this during the live show as well, but I didn't like when he said, will you just hold still? Because mm-hmm. I was like, come on. Then when she repeated it, I was like, okay, I'm okay with it now.
Here we go.
Yeah,
yeah, I was kind of the same way. And then Jason pointed out, that's where he cried, is the first time Luke said it. And I didn't cry in this episode until the end scene where he's married. What did he borrow? He's married. All that stuff I just think is like the best.
Yeah.
I will say the top two disappointed mom scenes of all time are this one. This is number one. And then number two is Connie Britton as Tammy Taylor finding out that her daughter's boyfriend was buying protection. And then she yells at her daughter. Those are the best. And
so
funny.
Both sex moments.
Yeah, both sex moments. Yeah, disappointed mom sex moments. And their best friends, Connie and Lauren are.
That's how they channel it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you think Connie called up Lauren? She was like, okay, how do I do this?
She's like, look, girl, you gotta...
Girl.
Girl. Here's what I did. Do we have any more Twitter questions? Or should we
I'm looking.
More stray observations?
I'm looking.
I just like that they ended the season on a down note, because Have they done that before? They've ended episodes on a down note, but really it kind of...
Season one ended with all the...
Roses.
Daisies.
Daisies.
Daffodils? What is it? What the hell is it?
1,000 yellow daisies, I think.
It's 1,000 yellow daisies. Okay. We're not sure.
No, I'll say it. It's 1,000 yellow daisies.
And then season two ends in kind of a down note. Because Lorelai and Rory walking down. Lorelai just found out that Sherry's pregnant and Rory kissed Jess.
Yeah. So it's like a half down note. I'd consider those both like, oh, dang.
Shooting shucks.
Oh, shucks.
Yes, it was daisies. We're stupid.
No, I said the right thing. After
we're
roses.
Stupid. Both you and I equally are stupid. Okay, this is interesting. Lena asked on Facebook.
Dunham?
Yeah, Lena Dunham, who's a big fan of this podcast, and this started, I actually didn't see this in going through the original ones, and this started a discussion on our Facebook comments. Do you feel like Amy Sherman-Palladino is punishing the female characters on the show by having the respective first times tainted by a bad memory? Lorelai ended up pregnant. Paris had the belief that Harvard rejected her because she slept with Jamie. Rory was almost assaulted by Jess at the party, and she lost her virginity to a married man.
I don't know.
I don't know if Lorelai's first time was resulting in Rory, by the way. I think that's
I think... Here's the thing. With what things Amy Sherman-Palladino said at the reunion, maybe...
they're all little whores.
Yeah,
she said that was one of the quotes.
I think that's more a convention of television, that if a character has sex for the first time, something notable has to happen. And I don't think Paris regrets hers... She's just in hysterics because, if anything, Paris is a special case because the sex was not resulting in the Harvard decision. Mm-hmm. But she, if anything, she was like, yeah, I had sex, whatever. And then when Harvard denies her, that's what really is the problem for her. So I think her treating the sex as if it was not a big deal is more of a strong move for Paris's character than it is to say, like, to suggest that the Harvard decision had any... Sorry, that the sex had any part in the Harvard decision. I don't think Paris fits in with the other two.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That was a lot of mumbo-jumbo. What I'm trying to say is...
Mumbo-jumbo.
Paris does not fit with the other two in terms of... if Amy Sherman is punishing these characters, which I think is a bit harsh to say, I don't think that Paris is one of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a positive sexual encounter. I mean, no, there's plenty. We'll see a lot in season 5 positive sexual encounters for the characters. A lot of people asked on Twitter and Facebook like, "Oh, why didn't she just try to hide Dean? Like just keep him in the closet or something, you know?"
That's not Rory. I don't think she would do that.
Really?
I don't think she would be like, you gotta hide, get under the bed. I think she's so open with her mom that she would just... And also, she probably didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal.
She didn't?
Well, she came out and she started making jokes about Trojan Man and stuff, you know?
Yeah, you're right. There was kind of a delusion on her part.
Maybe
like,
she thought it was going to be a big deal, but she also thought she could like talk her way out and just be like, look, you don't understand the situation. Because she was making defenses and not just being like, you're right. Look, I know that I messed up. So I think that she... Maybe also didn't want to be like, you know, like, if I'm hiding, then I think I've got something to hide to herself.
Yeah, I guess it's not her character. She's not like her mom in that way. Because if it was Lorelai, she probably would have hid Christopher in the closet.
Oh, for sure.
Here's a clip that, you know, we just touched a little bit on the Emily and Richard stuff, which was so sad in this episode. But then, you know, we got... This episode was so good, kind of like Bracebridge Dinner, of bouncing all the characters. Truly, the only weakness of this episode is the absence of Paris. That's the only thing. And it's not really a true weakness.
She's off in Oxford.
That's right. Oh, yes, with Asha Fleming.
Asha Fleming.
Hello, I'm Asha Fleming. My God, Paris. Okay, so here's a clip of Emily confronting Lorelai at the inn.
The one chance to get out of there, away from each other, and you yank it away.
Why would you want to get away from each other, Mom? Are you and Dad fighting?
Stop it. You know your father and I are separated, and you brought us out here and stuck us in the woods to stare at each other for 48 hours.
What was I supposed to do? You weren't saying anything. Dad wasn't saying anything.
Of all the cruel, insensitive...
What was I supposed to know? I was supposed to know.
You did know.
But you didn't want me to know.
Of course I didn't want you to know.
Exactly.
Exactly what?
You didn't want me to know, so I didn't know. Now you're mad I didn't know?
Because you did know.
But I wasn't supposed to know, so I acted like I didn't know.
And then you forced your father and me to come here tonight under pretense of family obligation.
Well, hello, that's the Gilmore way.
That's the Gilmore way.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I mean, Emily has a point. Question mark?
No, she definitely has a point. If Lorelai knew, because the end,
it's all weird mind games.
Yeah, the end result of it, like after all of the deliberation, is to say you did know, regardless of what you were supposed to do, you did know, and then having known, you then made the choice to try and put us in a, like, lock us in a room, like a mind game, and that's not good. Mm-mm. Like, you're in the wrong, no matter what. There, but I don't know. That's a such a small scene for this episode, but it really also, I like that the barrier is down between Emily and Lorelai about, like, finally, yeah, we're separated, and
now there's
really
a new avenue of storytelling that can come out of that,
yeah,
in season 5.
I'm sure that's gonna be half of season 5, but
I enjoy that wordplay. The you didn't know, well, I wasn't supposed to know. The no, you know, you
yeah,
can. It didn't seem too sticky. That sort of joke can wear thin, but I thought it was brief enough and. Lauren and Kelly were so good that they sold it really well.
Mm-hmm. I also like when Richard comes in that he's almost so mad that he, like, forgets that he's separated from his wife, and he's,
yeah,
just like, come on, let's go.
Yeah. He's so mad he forgets he's separated from his,
yeah,
wife.
He's just like, come on, my lovely, lovely wife, let's go
to
our home.
I mean, I'm mad about it.
By our home, I mean a Motel 6 where I will stay.
Any other stray observations we have for the episode? I'm going to refer to my notes one last time.
I think I mentioned them all.
You did now.
Here's one small thing. Taylor says he has breakables in his bag. Why would he bring breakables on a weekend trip? What does he have to bring to an inn?
Oh, I didn't even,
like,
notice that.
Like a Fabergé egg? I don't know why I, like, took note of that. I keep taking note of the stupidest things.
No, that's a good observation. One of my notes was for the Rory Dean almost kiss, I bought the chemistry, and I think, not that he wasn't good before, but I think now Padalecki is legitimately really good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his annoy, like, I 100% bought everything
for sure
about that exchange.
I also bought the exchange when they're at her house. Like, I liked how smoothly it was, but I also, and this was definitely on purpose, but that kiss did not feel good. It felt, and maybe
we broke it down.
Yeah, we did break down how bad the kiss was, but I think, like, from a viewing standpoint, like, how silent it was and how almost belabored it was before they cut away, you just get the feeling like, yeah, this isn't supposed to be happening, and we're going to stay on it, so you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's good storytelling. It's good visual.
With Satellite of Love playing in the background.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Satellite of Love was playing in that scene?
Mm-hmm.
Why did I think that there was no sound when they were going down on the bed?
It was quiet, but it was there. Hmm. Pretty sure it was there. I'm trying to think of anything else. That might be it.
We talked about how, we briefly talked about this in the live episode as well, but Luke saying your boyfriend shows up here at the inn that I invested in was...
He had
such goodwill, and then yeah, I was like, oh, no, don't do that. Because that puts the donation into a different place that I really don't like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
not feeling that.
Yeah.
As Chicken would say. All right, should we cut back into the episode at hand?
Let's.
Okay. Guys, give it up for Jason Mantzoukas! We'll do a quick where you tweet, I will follow. Demi, all your stuff is at...
You can follow me at ElectroLemon, and you guys can join me at the 9:20 screening of Pixels at the Arclight tonight.
Are you for real going?
Maybe.
Okay.
Based on what I've heard about that movie, I would reconsider.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jason.
Yes, sir.
I've heard you're
not... Yes, Daddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, Daddy.
Well, how would you like to be called? What do you want me to call you?
Oh, no, baby, I guess.
Baby?
If you're daddy, then I guess that makes me the baby.
Baby, where can people find you? I hear you're not on Twitter, guys. Is that true?
Not on Twitter, guys. That is still true.
Okay.
Yep, not on Twitter, not on anything. But if you want to hear me say more gross things about other stuff, listen to the How Did This Get Made podcast.
How Did This Get Made? A wonderful podcast that we're sort of ripping off with this one. And then you can find me at Kevin T. Porter, all the places. Follow the show at Gilmore Guys Show, you know.
Any stray observations, last observations about this episode? Oh, we need to rate it. We need to give our rating. I love it. I think it's one of the best episodes of the show. I'm giving it 10 out of 10 condoms.
I would too. 10 out of 10 raincoats.
10 out of 10 recipes? Yeah, let's
10
just
out of 10 recipes.
Yeah, let's do it.
Our big takeaway.
I really want to figure out what the title is. I bet there's a way we can figure it out afterwards.
Why don't
let's
we
all go
Amy
out together
Schur-
and figure no. it out. Do you have a theory? Did you raise your hand? No. Does anybody else have any thoughts on what recipes might be?
A metaphor. A recipe for disaster.
Maybe it's just like that's not bad. I like that.
Maybe it's like a throwaway. She's just like
raincoats. We're pretty sure raincoats is condoms, right?
It's got to be rubbers.
There's nothing else.
They should have called this episode "Condoms and Cookbooks." That would have been a more apt title.
But why recipes? Come on, guys. You have a theory right here, glasses. A recipe for love.
A recipe for love.
It's a recipe for all of these things.
Maybe. Yes. Glasses. Other glasses.
Glasses number two, speak.
Oh, and Glasses' friend Redhead, we didn't get you your question.
Well, so you guys need to talk about Emily and Richard. Yeah, that's
my oh, everybody's oh so upset. God. Curly hair girl was like, yeah. Come on, I mean, yeah, obviously.
Emily and Richard.
What the fuck is this? I mean, is this an episode of the show or what?
It is a.
Are we going to wrap this up without talking about Emily and Richard? I mean, what the fuck, guys? That is a flawless impression of you. So, suck it.
Good work, baby. Good work, baby. Emily and Richard, it's so sad. We don't really know the
Well,
direct.
I even texted you because I watched it and was like, what is this? I can't remember this storyline.
Yeah, because it might be the Floyd lawsuit thing, but at this point in the series, it's not clear exactly the events. I mean, Emily's been feeling isolated and alienated from Richard all season, so it's kind of
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, it's really just the reveal point. I feel like it's not a big episode for it.
Yeah. It also, though, ends so, for a buildup that has been going on, it ends wildly unsatisfying. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we really don't know what's gonna happen with them. They seem really fucked.
Yeah.
Right? And he's that mustache is just a real fuck you to Emily.
You think that
she hates
that
the mustache.
Yeah.
She actively hates the mustache, and he's like, keeping it, so eat shit. Does anybody watch the television program Family Guy and think that the Peter Schmidt parents are basically Richard and...
Whoa!
And,
well, you know what's wild about it? I mean, Daniel Palladino wrote for both shows.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I find them to be hilariously similar in many, many ways.
The Peter Schmidt.
As the mustache included.
We'll have to steal that observation.
Redhead, what was your question?
It was about that. I just wondered if you thought that them kind of bringing all that up at the in opening was a little selfish, given how important it was for Lorelai that they just kind of yell at her.
Oh, you think so?
I don't think
basically everybody in the episode is acting wildly selfishly. The entire episode is about like people acting selfishly and Lorelai having to like take care of everybody. She's
in
like,
a turn of events, she says, "I'm sorry to Luke," for the first time I can remember. It probably happened before, but it sticks out.
Yeah, no, I think Eigenman is being selfish. The parents are being selfish. Rory is being selfish. Everybody's being selfish.
Dean's being selfish.
Suki is being selfish. She wants seven people, and she's only supposed to have five. That's just selfish.
We never got closure to that.
What?
We never got closure to that. Did she fire people?
Oh, no, we didn't.
No, they said six people left because they're in a room with Michelle,
was
a very cartoony way of
wrapping
that up.
I thought that was a joke.
Yeah, no, I think that's actually true.
See, people don't like Michelle.
Guys, we gotta wrap it up because we're short for time. But give it up again for Jason Mantzoukas. And there's one thing we gotta do before we go. Everybody, come on now.
Feeling lonely and so cold. All you have to do is call my name and I'll be there on the next train.
Choo-choo.
Where you leave, I will follow. Anywhere that you tell me to, if you need, woo-hoo, you need me to be with you, I will follow. Oh, where you lead, I will follow. Anywhere that you tell me to, when you need me to be with you, I will follow. Where you lead.